www.thebrainfarm.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll-free line for you. Launching into hour number one, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, that's 800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. We do it for free.
Those greedy talk show hosts.
It's all there at freetalklive.com. Breaking news out of Boston. Well, I guess it's out of Maine, but the report's coming out of Boston for some reason. Reuters. Maine lawmakers on Thursday became the first in the nation to demand repeal of a federal law tightening identification requirements for driver's licenses. A post-September 11 security measure that states say that will cost them billions of dollars to administer. Maine lawmakers passed a resolution urging the repeal of the Real ID Act.
Mm-hmm. And you know, they say, as Maine goes, so goes the nation.
Is that what they say? I thought that was as California goes.
No, they don't have a saying for California.
Really?
Those crazy Californians? I'm not sure.
I've never heard that saying before. I've heard the as California goes, so goes the nation.
Somebody may have changed the state just for kicks.
Huh.
But I think it has more to do with prohibition. You know, prohibitions was started
really?
In Maine and stuff.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's awful.
Well, in this case, they're talking about the Real ID Act, which was passed over a year. Was it about a year? Was it in 2005 or 2006? Gosh, I forget at this point. I think it was 2005. It's been so long. They passed the Real ID Act. I think it was back in. Yes, yeah, so here it is. May of. No. Hang on a second here. Which would repeal the Real ID Act, which would create a national digital identification system by 2008. The lawmaker said it would cost Maine about $185 million, fail to boost security, and put people at greater risk of identity theft. Maine's resolution is the strongest stand yet by a state against the law, which Congress passed in May of 2004. Okay, they actually got it wrong in the article. That's why I was confused. Because it says May of 2004 in the article, then it says it gave the states 3 years to implement. 2004 plus three is 2007, so it was May of 2005 when they passed the law.
Okay.
So they passed the Real ID Act in 2005. It's an unfunded mandate on all of the state Department of Motor Vehicles.
You guys just got to get this stuff in line and things. That's all it is. It's just a little rule.
Well, it's a lot of rules.
There's a lot of rules, but...
And the bureaucrats don't like it. The reason why Maine has done this isn't because they care about your freedom. It isn't because they love liberty or anything like that. It's just because the mandates didn't come along with millions of dollars in funding. And
well,
so essentially,
they did come with millions of dollars of funding. It's just they've already got the funding, and if they want to keep the funding for whatever programs it is that they're getting already, the fibbies are liable to say, hey, you know... This is how it goes. You step up to the plate and you get your IDs in line with the federal ID, mm-hmm. or we're going to stop funding in this other area.
Right. So Maine, quote, the House Majority Leader said, we can't be spending millions of state dollars on an initiative that does more to harm our state than good. In a statement that called it a massive unfunded federal mandate, the ID Act sets national standards for licenses, which will have to include a digital photo, anti-counterfeiting measures, and machine-readable technology. States will have to verify documents presented with license applications, such as birth certificates, social security cards, and utility bills, and will have to link their license databases so they can all be accessed as a single network. States will also have to verify that a person applying for a license is in the country legally. States will be able to issue...
That can't be easy to figure out.
...separate credentials to illegal aliens so they'll still be able to drive. The National Governors...
Hold on, the illegal aliens get to get a driver's license?
That's what it says here.
Wow.
The National Governors Association, the
Not
National
very illegal.
Conference of State Legislators, and the American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators said in a September report that the law would cost states more than $11 billion over 5 years and take at least another 7 years to implement. It's the national
idea. Can you imagine? I mean, really, if you put some business in charge of doing this, hey, get these 50 organizations in line and have all their stuff the same. Have all their IDs the same. It couldn't take that long.
No.
It can't be that hard. It takes 7 years to implement?
That's what they're claiming. It might even take them longer than that. They're just saying, whoa, we can't do this in 3 years.
This is crazy talk.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying
we
want them.
We need cash. We need time.
I'm not saying I want them to do this, this real ID nonsense. I think it's a bad idea because of this. This is the main reason I'm against it, is it's just going to cost so much money to get these bureaucrats to change their ways in each one of these states. They're not used to working, and they're not used to working together. And this is just going to be too much for them. It's going to cost billions and billions of dollars to get this done. And when they get it done, it's going
to
be a mess.
They would love to have
billions.
And
it's going to make counterfeiting one of these things that much more effective.
It's true, because then you'll have one that's valid everywhere.
You'll have an ID that's valid everywhere, because you can't tell me they're not going to be able to counterfeit these things. You can't tell me that. You can put counterfeiting measures in place, but that doesn't mean that they're not going to be counterfeitable.
If they can crack, if the crackers can essentially crack out all of the security features from software and have had no problem making making
$100 bills.
Past, I mean, they're not going to have a problem with this.
Yep.
It'll be a matter of probably hours once the card is released to the public.
That's right.
Before the crackers have a handle on how to make fake ones.
Yeah, absolutely. Muselek 64 or whatever his name is going to crack that one too.
American Civil Liberties Union Technology and Liberty Project's Barry Steinhardt says, it's a national ID card on steroids. This will indeed be a real nightmare. But backers say the driver's license, a primary means of identification in the United States, is fundamentally insecure because of widespread identity theft. Some 227 million people hold driver's licenses or identity cards given out by states, which issue or renew about 70 million each year. So Maine is the first state to officially say no to the real ID.
You know,
and good for them.
Even if these bureaucrats claimed that their new real ID would cut down on counterfeiting by 90%, you couldn't believe them. Because they always come up short from what they say they're going to.
Besides, that's pure speculation.
They guess low as far as the price, and they deliver low as far as the end product.
1-800-259-9231, the packet 8.net toll-free line for you. Hopefully, this will be the beginning of a number of states. Maybe, as you're suggesting, maybe other states will follow Maine's lead in this particular case. It's a shame that New Hampshire wasn't the first to reject the national ID.
I would agree, but New Hampshire's looking at rejecting it for a different reason. New Hampshire's looking at rejecting it, at least what we're trying to do, is reject it based on principle.
That was the idea, yes.
And so it takes people a little longer to get in line on principle. You can say, hey, there's no budget here, and that's a little easier for people to get on board with.
But now they have an extra reason to do it, and that is that the bureaucrats are unhappy. Angry bureaucrats. They don't want to do work without billions of dollars rolling in to pay for it. That's really all this is about. If the Real ID program came along with millions of dollars in cash from taxpayer dollars at the federal level, then these bureaucrats, they wouldn't have a problem with it at all. What they would say, though, is that, oh, we just don't have enough time. Then it would be the time issue. They wouldn't reject it outright because they would have money coming in. They would just tell the feds, we're going to need more time on this. So you're going to have to send us a few more million dollars and we're going to need a few more years on this one. And then, you know, of course, the deadline will come up. And what are the feds going to do if they aren't on board? Are they really going to completely shut out that state?
I can't imagine.
Really going to do that?
Cut a state off from the union? I mean, and take away all their funding?
Hard to believe. Let's go to the phones. You take control of the airwaves. It's Scott in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Scott in Illinois, going once.
Hey, I'm here.
Hey, Scott, what's on your mind?
I'm having a problem with my local police. They're trying to get me on drug charges, which I've stopped. I've been stopped for over a couple months. And I went through rehab and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe I'm under siege.
What do you mean?
By local police.
And what evidence do you have? Why do you suggest that?
I know I'm being tailed. My neighbors, I used to use with one of my neighbors, and he's actually, I believe, being paid to surveillance me now.
Now, hold on a second. Are you a former drug user? Or are you a former drug dealer?
User.
Well, how many drugs were you using? I mean, were you using pounds of cocaine and marijuana? I mean,
no.
What sort of quantities are we talking about here?
Probably 300 a week.
$300 or 300?
$300.
$300 worth of what drugs?
Cocaine.
And you believe the cops are tailing you because you're a drug user? I'd like to explore this more if you'll hang on, Scott. 800-259-9231. I guess it might be possible if he lives in, like, a little town somewhere where they really don't have anyone else to go after, no bigger fish, if you will, to fry. But I've never heard of anyone who's a drug user being tailed by the cops. It's news to me. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away. That does include live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version sitting there waiting for you at our website at freetalklive.com. So do enjoy those. They are on us. And February's winner of the Lysander Spooner Award, Radicals for Capitalism, a freewheeling history of the modern American libertarian movement by Brian Doherty, outlines both the history of libertarianism and its true influence yet to come. Check out this and many other books and videos on liberty at lfb.com. That's laissez-faire books at lfb.com.
Now, it's my understanding that's the only place that you can get Radicals for Capitalism right now. They have it in stock. Nobody else does.
There you go. lfb.com. Our toll-free number, 800-259-9231. We go back to Scott in Illinois. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Now, Scott, you say you just kicked a cocaine habit. You were snorting $300 a week.
Yeah.
Of cocaine.
Who said snorting?
Yeah. Well, I guess you can inject it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And, or you could, I suppose you can smoke cocaine too, right?
You're free base.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So you were consuming $300 in cocaine per week, and you got caught, I presume, yes?
No, I didn't get caught. I actually went for help so I could stay with my family.
Okay.
And I believe this is going on right now. I heard one of your commercials about BioSolutions. I believe I'm getting attacked by RF waves as we speak.
What? Wait. Who's attacking you?
I don't know if it's local police or...
Well, do you think... have you seen the local police's equipment that they use to attack by RF waves? I've never seen in such equipment.
No, I haven't seen it, but...
Why would the police be doing that?
Of it. I went through a major depression...
Maybe it's just withdrawal, Scott. Have you considered that?
I considered that. It's
how long
not,
have you been clean?
It's been over 3 months, four months.
So you quit snorting coke, and now all of a sudden you're paranoid because you believe the police are after you. What on earth would have made them discover that you were a cokehead? Secondly, what would make them come after you?
They're actually the feds and the DEA are in the area doing major sweeps right now.
Why would the DEA be doing a
south of Chicago?
50 miles south. So where you live in a small town?
It's not really small.
What's the population where you live?
It's about 16,000. I don't know if that's small or.
Yeah, it's on the smaller side.
It's a large town.
Yes. What makes you believe the DEA would care about a cokehead?
I guess I heard that they were in town and they were doing sweeps.
Who did you hear that from? Your old dealer?
No. I'm just looking for some kind of support.
What sort of sweeps are you talking about?
They're picking up guys, turning them against their dealers.
Mm-hmm.
And, like I said, my neighbor across the street, I was actually, he was going through me to get it. And I don't know if they turned him on me.
Has he been arrested?
No, but he's...
So you're just paranoid.
He's come into an awful lot of money lately, and... Huh.
Yeah, they don't pay snitches much, though.
I don't know. I don't know what they
can. It seems to me like you're being paranoid. I don't think there's any RF attacks going on. It doesn't seem likely to me.
That's certainly not how DEA operates.
Is there any way you can get some support at, like, the drug treatment program and talk to them about it a little bit?
I already have.
What did they say?
Well, everyone thinks I'm nuts.
Well, it sounds like you might be a little bit nuts on this one, Scott. I mean, it's very
mistaken.
Very,
how's that?
It seems like you're a little bit paranoid here because while there's a chance that they could be coming after you in order to find out who your dealer is, I think that they would be a little bit more upfront about what they were looking for. You don't have cocaine in your house, do you?
No.
Okay, so then really you don't have anything to be concerned with as far as, like, the cops aren't going to bust in tonight and find a kilo of coke in the back corner of your closet.
And your information's stale. I mean, you've been out of the ring of influence for 3 months now.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are going to assume that since you've gone straight that you could be a snitch. So they're not going to confide in you any new information. I don't think that the cops think you're a red hot item to be going after.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make much sense.
It's very unlikely. I think everything's going to be fine for you, Scott. Just get back to your life.
You've got to find somebody to talk to.
Yeah, get back to your life. Maybe, definitely find someone that you can confide in. Do you have a wife or a significant other?
Well, yeah. Yeah, she thinks I'm kind of crazy, too, but...
Yeah. Scott, I've known a lot of people that have done drugs and have had brushes with the police, and I got to say that I've never, ever heard of the tactics that you're referring to. So I say just, keep your eyes open. Don't let the paranoia get to you. It's unlikely that they're going to come after you, and besides, you're not going to roll over on your guy anyway, are you?
Well, I'm not even into it, so...
All right, you're not into it, so they can't charge you with anything. They don't really have anything they can hold over your head to where they could give you a deal if you were to roll over on your dealer.
Right, it's so much easier, and there's so many people out there that are doing coke right now that would be so much easier to bust than you, Scott.
Right.
Yep.
So there you go. So keep your mouth shut about your dealer, don't snitch, and you'll be fine. Just be patient, and this will all blow over. Thanks for the call.
Find somebody to talk to.
800-259-9231. Wow. Does cocaine make you paranoid?
I think that it might, your brain gets attached to these drugs, and then getting off of it can make, little screws come loose. He's probably just going through a depression, and I think you picked it. And
some
poor guy.
Withdrawal.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me. That doesn't seem, we're not there, we're not going through what he's going through, but it doesn't make much sense that they're following around.
That's not very likely.
Just a user? I mean, he couldn't have been much of a dealer.
And it sure as heck isn't a DEA. The DEA doesn't dabble with users. They go after the big dogs.
Yeah, it just doesn't... I mean, I'm certain they have dabbled with users, and they would if they thought they could get something.
The DEA?
They would if they thought they could get somewhere with
maybe
it.
Maybe a user who's snorting 3 pounds a week, something where they could actually connect to a player.
Yeah.
But most users are just buying from other users. I mean, in the cocaine world, when you are a user, you've got to support your habit somehow.
Right.
And if you're not willing to go and knock over convenience stores and break into people's cars and hurt people to get the cash for your habit, then the only other choice for you, if you're not wealthy, is to sell cocaine to others.
Right.
And so most people will go and pick up whatever amount of coke they do, and then they'll sell to certain specific people who are their friends. Like he was saying, he was selling to his neighbor across the street.
I thought the neighbor was selling to him. I wasn't exactly sure.
Whatever.
Yeah,
see my point?
There's some kind of relationship going
right
there, but it wasn't major.
Right,
you know?
See, people who are close just do a little deal here and there. That way they help cover their costs. The DEA is not going to mess with that. I mean, even the local
police...
Well,
they would if they ran across it, but it doesn't seem like...
But how would they? I mean, the DEA is investigating big boys. They're not going to run across... The DEA doesn't just pull people over in town. That's something that your local sheriffs do,
right.
The local the city police.
You know, I get it confused because in the county I was from, they called the local... Vice Squad, the DEA also.
Oh.
Something like that.
They were wrong.
Yeah.
800-259-9231 is the packet 8.net toll-free line for you. Owen in Washington wants to talk national ID. Hopefully he'll be patient. We'll take your calls about anything. If you make them, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. And Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the pack at 8.net, toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away, the bulletin board system included. Over 180,000 posts await you, over 1,300 people interacting, and it's all totally free. bbs.freetalklive.com will get you there. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
What's your liberty issue? The right to bear arms? Register now for the February 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Panelists include pro-Second Amendment New Hampshire State Representatives and gun organizations, as well as Bill Westmiller, National Chairman of the Republican Liberty Caucus. Visit freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum to register today.
Let's go to the phones to the fun. Owen in Washington, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey. Hey, guys. Hey. How you doing?
Hey, Owen. Doing great. What's on your mind?
Well, I guess talking about this national ID thing, about how one state's finally saying no.
It's good news.
Which is good, which is really good, by the way.
Yes.
I'm glad to hear this. But the whole identity theft issue needs to be thoroughly addressed from the baseline of law.
Okay.
What do you mean?
The baseline of law?
Yes. Title 42, Section 405, clearly explains who gets a Social Security number.
Okay, who does?
Social Security number is the basis for 90% or more of the identity theft.
Okay, I agree.
And because the law only states that foreigners lawfully entering the country shall be issued a Social Security number, and citizens who wish to receive federal benefits who apply for the number shall receive a number, that people need to wake up and realize that they need to say, hey, listen, I don't want federal benefits, and they can say, hey, I don't want the Social Security number anymore either.
Right, so if it's federal benefits, you're just talking about basically Social Security is the only federal benefit, right?
Well, no, it goes more. It goes beyond that.
No, he means anything. If you want to participate in any sort of federal program,
and I don't.
You have to have a Social Security number.
Well, not just any sort. It's like anything that's based on Social Security. If you want to receive federal supported child support, if you want to receive federally sponsored, what is it, college loans, school loans, whatever, what have you.
I happen to be, I'm with you on this, Owen. I think that parents should hold back from getting their kids' Social Security numbers. Unfortunately, most people have Social Security numbers, and they don't quite know what to do about it. If they want to get rid of it, there's supposed to be a process you can go through, but at the same time, if you don't have a Social Security number, how are you supposed to get a job?
Well, actually, you can get a job by filing a lawsuit for discrimination because it falls under the Anti-Discrimination Act.
How long do you think that lawsuit is going
to
take?
It's been found to be discrimination based on nation of origin if you don't have a Social Security number and they refuse to hire you because of that.
Interesting.
I'd say he's probably right. I don't know how long this lawsuit would take and how much...
Yeah, how much would it cost?
There was a recent lawsuit, I think it was early 2000s, late 90s, against the Department of Navy.
And?
Somebody said, hey, listen, they got rid of their Social Security number because it was against the religion. He had, 14 years in the Navy, and he was going to retire in 6 years. So they kicked him out because they said, no Social Security number. He said, no, I want the alternative identification number with a service number. And the Navy kicks him out because of this. He turns around and files a lawsuit, wins the lawsuit. He gets 6 years back pay from the Navy and his pension.
So wait a minute. Wait, he got rid of his Social Security number while he was in the Navy? I missed that.
Sure.
I see. And what's the process like to actually get rid of one's Social Security number? I mean, how long does that take? How many forms do you have to fill out?
Listen, I can post it on your BBS. Again, I can post a link to how I did it. But I filled out an affidavit saying that, hey, one, I never applied for the number like the law would require.
Right, your parents did.
Yes. Two, the application was made under fraud and duress.
Okay.
And three, there was three basic things. I can't remember what the third one was.
Do they write you back? Does the Social Security Administration actually get back to you, or do they just sort of process it and that's it?
Well, actually, the Social Security Administration, they tries to ignore it.
I bet they do.
But you send a certified mail to them, and you send them with a cover letter saying, hey, we send it to the Secretary of Treasury saying, hey, listen, respond to me in 90 days if I'm wrong about any of this.
And then they don't, right?
And then they don't respond. So by default, you keep a copy of the affidavit, you keep a copy of the cover letter, and you keep a copy of the return receipt, and there's hard proof that you sent it to them. They didn't respond. You win by default.
Now, do you have a bank account, Owen?
Yes, I actually opened up a bank account with USAA without a Social Security number.
USAA?
Yeah.
Is that a local bank?
That's the bank for officers, former officers, is that right?
Or former military, yeah.
Yeah.
Or no, while you're in the military, you can open up the account.
Did you have to threaten?
My account, there's no Social Security number.
Did you have to threaten a lawsuit in order to open the account?
No.
Really, because it's my understanding if you don't have a Social Security number, you simply can't get a bank account.
Yeah, I went into the bank they didn't want to hear about it.
Now, with the bank, it's pretty easy. You go after a credit union first. In fact, there was found one guy on the internet who advertises that you can open. Not only can you open up a bank account, but you can pay $1,000 for every account that they refuse to open. Because
Credit unions work better than banks. Why is that?
Yeah, well, because the credit union, part of the charter, at least in Washington, is it has to be open to all legal Washington residents. So it's a violation of their own charter.
Gotcha. Huh. Well, that's certainly worth looking into. If you actually have a bank with no Social Security number, can the IRS find your account? Is it more difficult for them to find your account? Like, for instance, you weren't paying taxes and they wanted to put a freeze on your bank account,
they can't even put a freeze on an average citizen's account. They can only put a freeze on federal workers, federal employees.
They can or they do?
Well, just because they do doesn't mean they're following the law.
That's true. Well, they break
the law.
They certainly break the law all the time. Oh, I'm definitely interested in having you post this on the bulletin board system. And thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. The guy knows a lot about this topic, and it's such an important issue, but it's so deep. I mean, there's so much
red tape wrapped around it all.
That's the perfect word, red tape.
And who likes? I don't like dealing with these people, these bureaucrats. I would much rather be left alone by the government than to have to deal with all their stuff. And they make it so that they're so entangled in your life.
Yep.
They've got this. You've got to have our special number, otherwise you can't do business anywhere. You can't get a job. You can't have a bank account. The most basic things in human life. You must have our number. And when it comes to income taxes and all that stuff, you must fill out our paperwork and fill it out properly. Otherwise, we'll charge you.
Throw you in a jail cell if you don't get it right. Sad.
Well, generally, they won't throw you in a jail cell unless you're obviously trying to not fill out their paperwork.
I like his approach of essentially declaring his position and saying, you have 90 days to respond and tell me otherwise, or else I'm presuming this is correct, and they don't respond. So that's essentially them saying, yeah, you're right, but we're not going to say anything about it.
Hmm.
And that way you can't actually, I don't know, man. You can't, I guess you couldn't hold up one of the pieces of paper that's from them saying, yeah, it's true, you don't actually have to have this number. Though we've seen that, actually, in the past. There was a guy down in Sarasota where we used to live.
No, it said you didn't have to pay into Social Security.
I thought it said you didn't have to have a number.
Hmm. No.
I believe it said you didn't have to have a number.
On top of the fact that you didn't have to pay into?
I don't recall.
No, he showed us a piece of paper that said he didn't have to pay Social Security.
From the Social Security Administration.
And it really looked legit as hell to me.
1-800-259-9231. If you've had experience opting out of the system, like to hear from you. And let's go to the phones in the meantime to Nick in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Nick.
Hello.
Hey, Nick. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to talk shop with you guys for a minute about the show.
Sure.
Basically, from what I've seen, Free Talk Live has a much younger demographic than most talk radio.
It's true.
It does seem so.
Do you guys ever use that as a selling point? Because talk radio seems to have predominantly an older demographic, and it seems like they could be facing some problems, 10, 20 years down the line.
I use it as a selling point when it's useful to use it as a selling point, but generally it's not. What do young males consume?
Beer?
Beer.
Yeah, well, beer advertisers like their venues a little larger than
strippers.
SEO. Yeah. Strippers, they don't really nationally advertise.
Yeah, most talk radio is an older demographic, and most advertisers that are looking for talk radio are looking for that demographic. So we've got a tough road to hoe here. More on the way. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people.
The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the Packet8.net toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, we give them away, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by, for instance, buying some stuff. The Free Talk Live store is open for business at store.freetalklive.com. You'll find some very high-quality merchandise, various different Free Talk Live hats, Free Talk Live t-shirts. We've got the Free Marketeer flag, Free Talk Live bumper stickers, which are free, by the way. You can get details on how you can get yourself a free one at store.freetalklive.com. Also, don't forget, you can also shop at amazon.freetalklive.com to buy virtually anything else that you might need in life. That's, again, amazon.freetalklive.com. If you shop through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your sale. Let's go to the phones to Robert in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Robert.
Hey there.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I wanted to call you. I was listening on podcast to your show yesterday, and I had an experience with a pack rat that was just incredible. My first job, we're probably talking 30 years ago, was working to pick up bodies for a funeral home.
Oh, boy.
And,
yikes.
Yeah.
Hey, where do you pick them up?
It was, yeah, we just went out to pick them up after the examiner released them. But
so you went to the city morgue or, you know, that kind of thing? You went
to pretty much one place? We went to the house where they died.
Oh, my.
Or the freeway to pick up parts or whatever.
So you're like the cleanup crew.
Cleanup crew, you got it.
Wow.
The meat wagon, as it were.
This was a small house in El Paso that, it didn't look like anything from the outside. And we got to it, and we were told that we had to enter by, we couldn't get in the front door. We had to go in by the back door. Which,
that's a bad sign.
Was a bad sign. And the other sign was that we were told before we got there that this person had been dead for a while.
Oh, my.
And that the way it got reported was by a smell. So that's
and
not a
they lived
smell.
Alone?
They had lived alone.
So now, man, the smell had to go pretty good distance.
Yeah.
Right. Before you get before you go into getting into the house, what do you do with this with a smell situation? Is there some sort of a respirator that you wear when you go in there? Because it's got to be overpowering.
You know, at that time there wasn't, so you just dealt with it.
Wow.
But I'm sure now things have improved greatly.
How long ago was this?
I can't even imagine walking into that kind of stink. I would probably just puke like several times.
I actually did a couple of times.
On this particular job?
On this particular job, no, because it had gotten past the really bad part and gone into mummification. So,
how long does it take for a body to mummify?
on its own.
Well, it depends where it's at. In a place like El Paso, where it's very dry and, you know, hot, it's different than in a place probably where you're at. There, it probably just putrefy versus mummify. So that's quite a difference.
So what would you imagine how long this body was sitting there for? A matter of weeks? Months?
Probably months.
Months.
Oh, my goodness. So this was an individual who didn't have friends, didn't have family. Nobody knew this person.
Well, hold on. What
dead.
About the power company's bill? I mean, don't they have some kind of system for saying, hey, this person hasn't paid their bill in several months. There might be something wrong with them. What about the mailman? I mean, he's delivering things to the whatever mailbox.
Just piling up.
Day after day. You would think that he would have reported something.
Yeah, it's just piling up. I have no idea how it originally got reported.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there was some sort of a drop slot in the house that maybe the mailman didn't see it. I don't know if they were without electricity or if the turnoff of the electricity is what was part of what triggered it. You know, maybe then is when it got people to come out and then they noticed the smell.
So you were called to the house.
There were about 25 or 30 dead cats in the house.
Oh, my goodness.
How did the cats die?
They
were locked in?
Food.
They were just locked in?
Yeah, they were locked in the house.
You'd think they'd eat the other cat.
You'd think they'd eat the corpse. They did, didn't they?
There was a lot. It was not a pretty scene.
No, I bet it wasn't.
Oh, my goodness. So what happened?
Anyone in El Paso remembers this, because I was with about five other people, they'll remember it quite clearly to this day.
This is a big story.
So when we got there, the medical examiner apparently made a tunnel to get from the back door through literally, it was from the floor to the ceiling, and then they had put, this person had put, like canvas in front of the windows, they could stack newspapers from the across the windows, and magazines, Life magazines, going back probably to the day one, and Geographics going back into the previous century, and just food boxes that were, you know, ancient, and I mean there were like pears. Soap. I mean, when have you seen Pears soap? I mean, there were like wrappers.
Pears soap? I don't even know what that is.
It's like, you know, stuff that we haven't even heard of.
Yeah, this is no problem that a good coat of fire wouldn't fix this.
Wait, just reverse, just a moment here. When you opened the back door, you had to go through a tunnel to get into this house?
More like a trench, I suspect.
We kind of shoveled a way through that kind of, it still was, we propped up stuff over our heads. It was like creating a miner's tunnel to get back into where there was a hallway, and then continued down through the hallway. She had lived through a tunnel that basically connected her bedroom area to a bathroom.
What about the kitchen? Did she not prepare food?
She did not prepare food. She kept food in the bedroom and then had a...
That's nice.
I guess she used her window to get in and out. That's the best we could figure out.
Wow.
And then there were all sorts of cat dishes and bowls and stuff.
Where'd the cats live? I mean, 30 cats, where do you put them in a trench from here to there?
They were everywhere.
You've got to think about it. Cats probably would have loved that. You know how cats love to go behind stuff, and they go under under the bed and behind the couch. I mean, with a pack rat's house, there's plenty of places to explore.
I don't think room for senior grouchy pants and some kind of thing like that.
It was awesome. I mean, it was this was just beyond believable. I mean, it was incredible.
When you got to the corpse, where was it?
It was in bed.
And had it been nibbled on by the kitty cats?
It looked like it had been nibbled on a bit, and basically we covered it right up.
What do you think her weight was? How much do you think she weighed when she passed away?
Oh, she wasn't a big woman to begin with, I don't think, but she didn't weigh hardly anything getting her out.
What was the bathroom like? Did you go in there?
I didn't go in there. I sort of looked in there, and it was a real mess.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't think
the cleaning behind her list.
All I wanted to do when I got out of that place was, like, get in a shower. I mean, it was so disgusting.
I bet. Who knows what sort of diseases you picked up?
About, Hantavirus and everything else.
What did they do with this house after her death? Do you know?
I have not a clue, and I've often thought, you know, I should have followed that in the newspapers to see if there, you know, if this was like, you know, that crazy woman back at the turn of last century, like if she had millions of dollars stocked away. And
you know, there was probably something valuable buried in all that garbage.
Probably.
But
yeah, I mean, you just
whoever bought it probably got some good deal out of it.
And if she had children, I never found out that out. What I did find out is that she was cremated, but that's basically because there wasn't anything else you could do with her.
Did you have to actually take her out through the bedroom window?
No, we took her back out the way we came in.
I see.
She was solid, so to speak, put it nicely. She was
bored.
So we kind of came right back out the way we came in and then put her in the hearse and took her off.
When you said ceiling to floor, you aren't exaggerating.
You could not cram any more in there that I was aware of.
How tall were the ceilings in this slice of paradise?
8 or 9 foot.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
You know, normal house.
Yeah.
It wasn't, you know, a big house. You know,
it wasn't an opulent place,
12 foot ceilings, but we're talking a standard house. And it was right up there.
Wow.
And the kitchen was unusable. I never saw a kitchen sink or a refrigerator, though I'm sure they existed in there somewhere.
I wonder what, you know, she started packing stuff up in the kitchen, said, I don't need to use this place anymore anyway.
Yeah, you gotta wonder.
These newspapers are more valuable than this
amazing story.
This refrigerator.
Exactly.
Robert.
And I did see stuff stacked on, like, the kitchen table. I did see a kitchen table, and there was, like, stuff stacked on top of that.
Yep. They'll put it anywhere they can possibly put things.
Yeah.
They'll just stack it up, and that's how they are, and it's really disturbing. And, Robert, thank you for the story.
Awesome.
Amazing
story.
You're welcome.
Thank you for the call. 1-800-259-9231. Ceiling to floor.
I told you.
Packed full of stuff.
I used to work as a cab driver between radio gigs one time, and I went into a house that wasn't too far removed from this. I mean, you could see she was on her way. She had the path going, and she had the stuff stacked up. It wasn't to the ceiling, and she still had use of her kitchen where the counters weren't covered in crap.
You've got to wonder what goes through these people's minds. I mean, it's got to get to a point. It's like people that get to 700 pounds, you know, on their person. How do you let it get that bad? More on the way. Hour number two is coming up. It is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
How are you feeling?